Amalia Alarcon Morris is the director of the Office of Neighborhood Involvement for the City of Portland, Oregon. It's a position that involves coordinating the activities of a surprising number of local groups.
We are the city bureau that works with the city's 95 neighborhood associations, 7 district coalitions, and 6 diversity and civic leadership partner organizations to help build community capacity and city capacity to do good public involvement.
Yet there was a time, not that long ago, when her office was faulted, rightly she says, for not developing enough diversity among the people they reached out to.
A lot of the people that we were working with in neighborhood associations were homeowners, which put them necessarily in a different socioeconomic strata. We were working largely with older folks. And so there were a lot of criticism around, do you involve low-income people? Do you involve renters? Do you involve people of color, immigrants, and refugees? And so we were really forced to take a look at how we were doing our work and figure out how to revitalize it.
That sort of outreach is one of the 3 main threads for the 2nd annual Santa Rosa Neighbors Summit, tonight and tomorrow, at which Morris will be the keynote speaker. Bringing everyone together inevitably introduces conflicting viewpoints, she acknowledges, but it also allows for open resolution of those differences.
You have to bring people with varying agendas to the table on any given issue. Because the more you shut out a particular point of view, the louder that point of view gets, and it becomes disruptive to the process. Everybody has to be at the table. That's your best hope for a good outcome. But you have to have strong skills to lead the process and to help people voice their point of view and their concerns and have the group have rich discussion and then come to conclusions.
In Portland, the city has made a point of creating coalitions among the individual neighborhood groups, which are generally self-defining. Linda Netta-Coven co-chairs one such coalition and sees it as a valuable part of their civic engagement process.
Having a coalition structure where neighbors have a chance to really share ideas and concerns and come up with, in many cases, a common stand on an issue, it really helps broaden people's perspective, and they're able to learn from each other and also to see beyond the boundaries of their neighborhood.
Netta-Coven, who is also here from Portland to co-present at the gathering, credits her city with developing essential trainings for citizens who want to become more informed and involved.
We do citywide trainings. We do a land use 101 training so that people that are interested in land use issues have a way to better understand how the system works and how to be skillful in participating in it. And then we've focused a lot of attention in recent years. As Portland has become a much richer, more diverse city than it was in the past, with many more immigrants and refugees, so trying to figure out how we best foster leadership development from groups that have perhaps not been as fully engaged as they'd like to be or ought to be.
It's part of a citywide effort that, Alarcon Morris observes, is concerned more about sustaining neighborhoods than preserving them.
Sustainability is really three-pronged. There's environmental sustainability, obviously. There's economic sustainability, but there's also social sustainability, which is the people capital, and how do we support and maintain our people capital? And although it's hard to measure, it's really critical.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.